And I know that we say this scripture just about every week that we meet, and I think it's very a very important scripture to always remind us why we're doing what we're doing, and that is so that we can be prosperous and have good success. And also understanding that just as Yahuwah was with Moshe, as he was with Yahusha ben Nun, Joshua, as he was with the many ancient faithful servants of old, that he will be with us today. You know, he's not going to change. He will be with us just like he was with Masha. He will not forsake us. We just have to be strong. We just have to be dedicated, like they said, to guard, to do according to all the Torah. You know, don't go right, don't turn left from it, don't turn right from it, but stay on that clear path that Yahuwah has put before us. I was reading a couple weeks in this other book, and it was saying how, you know, Yah, when you show me the path, help me not to deviate from the path that you're guiding me on. And you know how sometimes in this walk, Yahuwah, he will show us different things. He will speak to us on even on a personal level to how we are to perfect our walk with him, things we need to incorporate, things we need to shed off. And you know, and we're right there with him. You know, we believe it, we're receiving it. But then sometimes things just start happening, we can find ourselves deviating. You know, but I like that prayer that help me not to deviate. Once you have shown me the way, help me not to deviate from that path. Because if we don't deviate and stay in what he's showing us, then that is how we make our way successful. That is how we have prosperity. That is how we can obtain the various gifts and barakas that he has for us individually. All right. And then, of course, always we want to remember this in Ephesians 6, 10 and 8, 10 through 18, that we will put on the whole armor. All right. We are wrestling against flesh and blood and against things that are not flesh and blood. The battle is flesh and blood, and it's spiritual. It's everything. It's all of it. So we want to make sure that we are standing. We're standing in our waist, in our gut, in that center of us that is occupied with truth, and that we have on the breastplate of righteousness, that our feet are prepared with the good news of peace. And I thought about that because I think there's a verse over in Isaiah that talks about Barak are the feet of those who bring good news and glad tidings. So, you know, that wherever we go, that our feet are prepared with good news of peace, that we're bringing hope, that we're offering people a way out, that we're helping to provide answers and solutions by the Spirit to the challenges and the difficulties that sometimes we face in life. And we also want to make sure that we take up the shield of belief, of faith, of iman, of that steadfastness with which we will have power to quench all the burning arrows of the wicked one. And then we can take the helmet of deliverance. We have to know in our mind that we have been delivered, you know, because there will always be a voice, the voice of the adversary, and sometimes the voice of others who will falsely accuse the people of Yah. This verse says, the scripture says that Satan is a false accuser of the brethren. So there are adversaries, and in the present life that we see and we deal with, there are those in the spiritual realm that are constantly accusing the people of Yah. They are constantly trying to bring a reproach against us as we are walking this life. But we have to know in our minds that I am delivered, that I am in the way, that it doesn't matter what anyone else says, it doesn't matter how anyone can tries to accuse me. I know I've been delivered because I have the fruit. I am bearing the fruit of deliverance. You know, as Yohanan said, I am bringing forth the fruits that show that I have repentance. You know, it said, bring forth fruit meet for repentance. So our lives, we are trees. I said, it'll be a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth their fruit in their season. So as we are trees bringing forth good fruit, we don't have to worry about anything because the proof is in the fruit. I mean, it's just there. You know, now if I'm bearing bad fruit and someone is saying things about me or accusing me, then okay, I can't get mad at that person. But if I have the fruit of righteousness, Yahuwah will take care of every false accuser. Okay, so we have the helmet of deliverance, we have the sword of the spirit, which is the word of Elohim. We have to know Yah's word, and we have to pray at all times with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, watching in steadfastness and perseverance, and making supplication for all the set apart ones. So we have a job to do. We have a work to do, and Yahuwah will give us strength. And in the end, when we prove faithful, he'll say, good, well done, you good and trustworthy servant, that what I gave you to do, what I imparted to you, what I allowed to come your way, you were trustworthy with it, you were faithful with it, so now you can enter into the rest. All right, so now we want to open up the floor to you beautiful ladies. Any comments, any questions about what we've previously covered the last couple weeks? Last week we talked about the spirit of divination, the familiar spirit, the spirit of jealousy, and the lying spirit. Those are the four areas, and it was pretty jam-packed trying to get all this information in and not being able to cover everything. But just want to open up the floor to hear from you all for a few minutes, and then we're going to bring up some things from the book that we didn't have a chance to talk on last week.
I could say something, Leslie, on what you said earlier about wrath against flesh and blood. I know what the writer, when he made that statement, what angle he was coming from. But like you said, it really is flesh, because we're wrath and get our flesh. I can't stress enough what you said about praying always. You know what I mean? Because when the spirit convicts you about certain areas of your life that you need to really zoom in on and work on, you have to continue to pray and ask the Most High for the strength to get over these strongholds in these situations. And you can do, as long as the spirit is there convicting you, you know that you're still in alignment. Because when we get to the point where we're doing things and we don't feel any guilt, no conscience of what we're doing or what we're saying, or little this or that coming out of your mouth, and all these things that you name, lying and whatever, twisting the truth or whatever, and we don't feel bad about it, then we have to really check ourselves. But when we're convicted of these things and you're wrestling against the flesh, that inner man, and you have to wrestle and you have to get the victory. There's a scripture that talks about it's not what goes in a man that defiles as much as what comes out of a man. Out of him comes
Right.
forth murders and fornication and perversion, and all these things is coming from within man. It's in the nature of man when it's not under the umbrella and have yielded himself to the Torah of Yah. Those things are there.
Yes.
They're just there.
It's
You have to submit to Yah and to his word in order to uproot a lot of things. So it is a fight.
right.
It is a fight. What you said earlier, we have to fight the good fight of faith and then lay hold on our inheritance. All right. Thank you.
Everybody was able to hear that, or most of the people were able to hear that. Okay, people. All right. No, that is right. We have to fight. We have to fight. And when we see these things, and when it's a good thing when the spirit convicts us, because then we know that Yahuwah hasn't given up on us, that he hasn't, said, okay, you're just doing too much. I'm out, I'm done. So it's great when his spirit does convict us. And as we're going through this process and really going through this study, it's just, a matter of praying and, asking y'all, Father, show me the things in my life or the things in me that I don't know it are there and that need to be brought out of me that are going to hinder, what you want to do in my life, what you want to give me, that will hinder me receiving the kingdom. So, as we're going through this process, we want to reap the full benefits as we go through this study and just, say, yeah, okay, because Yah knows all about us. There's nothing hidden from him, where other people may not see. He sees everything. He sees in the deepest part of our being. He knows everything. He sees it all. And so why not bare ourselves and say, help me, set me free, deliver me, because I mean, your way is more perfect than mine.
Doing your
It's
way.
more perfect. Yes, Sister Leah.
I just wanted to say that when you are persecuted by the same person constantly, and Satan was so tricky with that because it keeps you in a mind frame of taking up for yourself, and it could cause bitterness if you don't do everything that what you said. It could cause you to lose your soul behind somebody else's foolishness. I've learned that by going through it, I have learned that if I don't keep my mouth off of even that and even thinking it, I'm not any better than they are. I mean, slandering and defamation of character goes both ways. Like when someone says something to you and you don't like, and then you carry that to somebody else, that is also sowing discord. Because you're making that person out of what you want them to be because they've done something to you. So Yahuwah is really cleaning house here. And I appreciate it. And I thank you, ladies, for encouraging me to be here, to allowing it, because some of the things that I deal with on a daily basis can be cruel, but I am not to take it that way. I know we have one energy, enemy. He uses people's situations and things. I have things written down to help me to know, don't get mad at the person Satan's using. And that helps a lot. Okay, I'm done.
No, that no, you're good. No, that's very good. That's what you said. Very encouraging. Very encouraging. And yeah, we it's cleaning house time. And this is just where we're at, because we're down to the end, you know. And he wants us to be that treasure possession that is clean, pure, and prepared and ready to receive the kingdom. Now that's good. Thank you, Sister Leah. Anyone else, feel free. Anyone else, any questions, comments about what about this topic? All right. Well, if not, maybe you'll have some later on. We will move on to the next slide. Okay, so bring this down. We have strongholds begin in the mind. And I know we've talked about this, but kind of want to just stress some things from the book. So it all starts in the mind. And then, as Sister Leah said, when we think something, then we're going to speak, it's stuff is going to come out of our mouths. You know, I think about, you know, it talks about the different covenant, and if you made a covenant with this or covenant with that, and it's like you wonder sometimes, how did I fall into these covenants, you know, these evil covenants? And the thing is, the truth is, to make an agreement, we have to verbalize something. We do have where there's papers and people, you have to put your signature on it, but that also involves some type of verbal agreement. So when we're saying things and speaking things, we have to be so careful, because the scripture tells us we're basically two things coming out the mouth, life or death. And so, you know, like in the situation where Cecilia, people are saying, you know, accusing or slandering, then okay, I have to be careful what I say next, because it can either bring life to the situation and keep it going, or I can speak by the power of Yah to bring an end to it where it's no longer going to deter me, you know what I'm saying, or affect my spirit or cause me to take on a position or say something that I shouldn't, that I keep it going. So that we have to be mindful that first it starts in the mind. And after in the mind, something's going to come out my mouth to help solidify what I've been thinking. So Yahuwah has prepared or provided a clear plan to keep us from strongholds. There's an easy way to stay away from stronghold. We just have to be aware and knowledgeable, and we have to be consistent with the right, with what we know is right. So we have to walk in obedience. Walking obedience, yeah, we pretty much will not have any problems with strongholds, right? If we're, you know, keeping the commandments, we're abstaining from works of the flesh, we're abstaining from anything that even looks evil, that can be remote. You know, people think, oh, we're walking obedience, right? We're guarding ourselves. When we have the mind of the Ruach of Yah, so when we have the mind of Yah's spirit and of wisdom, that's another way we stay away from stronghold. It says in Galatians, it says, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. So if we walk in the spirit, have the mind of the spirit, because the spirit is what's guiding us, it's telling us where to go, what to do. It's our compass. Then we won't have to worry about falling victim to strongholds. Pray and fast consistently. So having a life of prayer, you know, we're always, like we said last week, staying in touch with Yah. Because if we don't pray, if we don't have a prayer life, we will quickly fall to our own devices. We will quickly become entrapped to us, to ourselves. What we feel is right, what we think is necessary, what we feel we don't have to do, what we feel that we must do. You know, and of course, Yahuwah gives us intelligence. He gives us common sense. But on some situations, when we get away from prayer, then we're relying on ourselves or someone else. And when we rely on ourselves and in our own mind, that's a place of idolatry. That becomes a place of idolatry. You know, where you hear people, well, I think and I feel. If it's always I think and I feel, I think and I feel, and not, well, it is written and Yahuwah has said, or the messenger of Yah said, then that I, there's a clear sign that there is a spirit of idolatry present, where that person, idolatry, I do feel, I do think, I do want. And that's idolatry. So we have to, even in our intelligence that Yahuwah gives us, even the common sense that we have to make sure that we're not so subject to what we think and feel to determine what we're going to do and not going to do.
That's good.
That's good.
And we have to praise and rejoice at all times. This is another way to stay away from stronghold, as we're, you know, making sure we have all this in our, I don't know, in our satchel, that part of the armor, that we are praising Yahuwah. I mean, we basically have an entire book that one of the ancients wrote about praise, praise, rejoice, praise. And we know in the book of Tahalim that there are several authors. Dawid was not the only writer in Tahalim. There were other people who wrote. There was, even they said, Mashah has a couple of the, some of the Psalms are from Mashah. So there are various people who wrote these Psalms, but we have a clear message that tells us that as Yahuwah's creation, we ought to praise him at all time. We should forever.